You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Kelly Riggs, an author, speaker, and business performance coach for executives and companies throughout the U.S. and Canada. Kelly is a former sales executive and two-time National Salesperson of the Year with well over two decades of executive management and training experience. As a father and son team, Kelly Riggs, or Boomer, and his son, Robbie Riggs, co-authored Counter Mentor Leadership, How to Unlock the Potential of the Four-Generation Workplace. Mr. Riggs, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Oh, fantastic to be on with you, Eric. Thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So how are millennials disrupting traditional workplace styles?
Well, in a number of ways. You know, the biggest challenge is that every new generation that comes into the workplace is different. My generation was different to the people that I encountered when I came into the workplace. That's not entirely new at all. What is new is that the newest generation, the millennials in particular, have been raised quite differently in society. You know, they have a different outlook on life. So many of the things that we associate with them that are sort of negative in nature, trophy generation, entitled, lazy, all of that, I mean, that's created by parents. You know, my son loves to point out the fact that if there is anything wrong with millennials, and he would dispute that, by the way, he would say that it is the fault of the people who raised us. So, yeah, they're different. They have a different worldview. But here's the real significant difference. They're a generation that has been raised on and weaned on technology. So they came up with a much different ideal about things, and they've been using technology forever. They understand technology and social media and applications that boomer managers many times have not had any exposure to whatsoever. And so they come in with new ideas and new ways of doing things, and they actually, Eric, have something to offer because so many of those ideas are good ideas. And it creates a real conflict because boomers, you know, we like to do things the way we're doing them now because we've always done them that way.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Now, in what way are baby boomer bosses squandering the potential of their millennial employees?
Well, I think for the reasons that we just talked about, they have a sense that, like all new employees, really, there's nothing new there. I mean, they're different. They're kind of weird, you know, but they don't bring anything to the table. And that's the real significant difference is the newest generation brings something to the table. They bring a set of skills and knowledge that other generations in the past, we showed up and we were just ready to work. You know, we had raw talent and drive and initiative and motivation, all that, but we didn't have really anything to offer per se. Now they come in and they have things to offer, but boomers so often just reject that notion or dismiss it out of hand. And so they don't leverage the skills and the capacity that these millennials have. And make no mistake about it, Eric. I mean, they are incredibly talented. They are far more driven than we give them credit for. They just work differently. They do things differently. And different tends to scare people. As my son and I like to tell our clients, the problem is not millennials. The problem is change. And people don't like change.
Yeah, generally, they certainly don't. Now, Kelly, how has organizational leadership changed in today's world?
You know, generally speaking, it hasn't. It just really hasn't changed much. You go all the way back to the early 1900s, Frederick Winslow Taylor wrote a book called The Principles of Scientific Management, and it was all about the boss telling the workers what to do because the boss was educated. He knew better than they did. They were uneducated, and anybody who would choose to be a laborer, you know, really got what they deserved. And I'm not making that up. Those are things that he actually said. He didn't mean them so much condescendingly. I mean, that was just the way it was back in the early 1900s. And he raised up a couple of generations of managers who really believed that the role of a manager is to tell people what to do, solve all their problems, make all the decisions, and you just sit down and do what you're told. You take that into the World War II era, and it's reinforced by military training. Yes, sir, no, sir, you know, snap a salute, do what you're told. And to question orders is disrespectful. then those people come into the workplace and, you know, they've been raised on that. And so they have continued, for the most part, the idea of the micromanagers. Why we complain so much about micromanagers, because they're so ubiquitous. They are everywhere, and there are very few really talented, enlightened leaders. I mean, there's far more than there used to be, but I would suggest to you they're still very much in the minority.
And most helpful details there. Much appreciated. Today we're joined by Mr. Kelly Riggs, business performance coach for executives and companies throughout the U.S. and Canada, and co-author of Counter Mentor Leadership, How to Unlock the Potential of the Four-Generation Workplace, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Kelly, what must a boss or boomer old-school supervisor do to better tap the potential of a multi-generational workforce?
Yeah, fantastic question. And it is exactly what prompted us to write the book, because when I started doing what I'm doing now a dozen years ago, my son was just graduating from college, and I was already beginning to get requests from clients, hey, can you come and help us learn how to manage these millennials? And really what they meant was, can you give us some tools or techniques that we can put these guys in their place, you know, that we can keep them under our thumbs, so to speak, because they're disruptive, they're different, and all of these challenges. The counter methodology that we discuss in the book is about changing the whole environment with regards to the generations, because what we like to tell our clients is, look, leadership is not generational, it's relational. Leadership is about creating a relationship with someone in which they trust you and you can influence them. That's what leadership is. So we talk about communication as the fundamental piece of that. And I'll give you an example. Millennials crave feedback. They've been raised in an environment of feedback. And so many boomer managers, I mean, that's just foreign to them. You know, we'll do the once a year annual performance review and it'll be sort of vacuous anyway, but you know, that'll decide how much raise we give you or whatever. But communication is the key to a relationship. And so it's the key to effective leadership as well, because clearly leadership is about relationships. We talk about owning that relationship and what you need to do in order to make that relationship work. And it's really incumbent upon the leader to take the lead in that whole process. And understanding the different perspectives is absolutely critical. So there's a lot of pieces and parts, but just I would suggest to you that the foundational cornerstone is to learn how to better communicate with millennials. And we teach a very specific methodology, a very specific tool for that.
Also, how does the counter-mentor leadership framework lead to a high-performance workplace?
Well, first off, it creates an environment of engagement. Savvy managers know that engaged employees do better work, and that actually translates into the metrics we care about. They're more productive, they're more profitable, they're safer, they have less turnover. All of the things that we care about from a financial metric side, engaged employees do better, and a counter-mentor leader creates that environment of engagement for the employee who cares about their work, who wants to do their very best, who believes in the mission and vision of the company, and who is, you know, trying to grow their capacity with the help of their manager throughout. So in a very real way, it can be a selfish decision. If you want to maximize the performance of your people and your organization, being a more effective leader is absolutely the tool to do that, and it's going to translate into better performance results.
Certainly has been good to have had you, and a good topic to cover. Certainly is an issue staring us in the face right now. Looks like you're doing a great job teaching and combating and making this into a positive situation. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, I think a nice bow to wrap around the whole concept, Eric, is the fact that leadership is a set of skills that you can learn. I think a lot of people sort of walk around with the mistaken notion that if I'm not a quote-unquote born leader, I'm just not capable. Leadership is a set of skills. Now, what's interesting is there's no corollary between IQ and success, but there is a huge correlation by research. There's a huge correlation between your emotional intelligence and your success. So some managers will become better leaders because they have higher EQs or better emotional intelligence, but even emotional intelligence is something that can be developed. So the good news is we can create better leaders if we're willing to train them.
Thanks for those closing thoughts and words. Much appreciated. Where can listeners get all the details on your book and also your coaching services as well? Where is the best place that they can do that?
Thanks for asking. CounterMentors.com is where you can find everything about both my son and myself and the services we offer and speaking engagements, all of that kind of thing.
And that's certainly easy enough. Again, Mr. Riggs, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks again for your time spent with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you for your invitation.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Kelly Riggs, business performance coach for executives and companies throughout the U.S. and Canada. He's also the co-author of Counter Mentor Leadership, How to Unlock the Potential of the Four-Generation Workplace. And for further details, visit countermentors.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.